The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of the all-new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer, present Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. You know, it's often been said that it's worse to stand by and watch someone you love suffer than to go through it yourself. Well, that statement is very true, I think. Just imagine the young parents of a 3-year-old who listen to the terrible diagnosis verdict, infantile paralysis. Thousands of parents every year hear that phrase. How much would you give to protect your child against infantile paralysis? There's no limit, is there? You'd give everything. Someday soon, science will find a cure. But it takes research. And this year, your March of Dimes is forcing a showdown with this terrible disease. It's mass testing a trial vaccine in the exciting hope of proving this year that it can stop polio from crippling your child. Friends, give those crucial tests, which are costing extra millions of dollars, an extra chance to succeed. Your help in paying the extra millions for polio prevention is urgently needed. Join the 1954 March of Dimes. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters as soon as you can. According to the Wistful Vista Gazette, interest is at fever pitch in downtown shoppers contest. Prize now totals $500 for lucky person who identifies Citizen X from clues in tomorrow's paper. Let's look in now at the contest headquarters, where tomorrow's appearance of Citizen X is being dreamed up tonight.
No, no, Flashton, you'll have to think of a better idea than that. It isn't practical.
What do you mean, J.B.?
Well, shooting Citizen X out of a cannon off the City Hall roof is not exactly...
Hold it. I got it. Look, you know the Goodyear blimp? Well, we got one just like it at the air.
Blimp.
And say, that's a great idea.
Simple, genius. Like DeMille once said to me.
Sure. We'll send the blimp up at noon tomorrow and have the shoppers follow it to the downtown shopping area.
Just what I was going to say.
Then the blimp drops leaflets at 14th and Oak telling them that Citizen X is shopping in one of the stores. A great idea.
You like it?
Best idea you ever had.
That's what Zanuck said to me one time. Flash, he said...
It's getting late. Let's get the clue out for the morning paper. And let's not make it too easy. We don't want them to figure out the blimp too soon, because when that paper hits the stand...
Molly. It's 7:30 already.
Dearie, will you sit down and finish your breakfast?
I can't eat. I'm too nervous. What's keeping that old timer anyhow? When's he going to bring me that morning paper?
Well, as soon as he brings our grocery order. He said he'd bring our groceries the first thing and pick up a paper on the way.
On the way. He must be coming by way of Savannah, Georgia. By the time he gets here, somebody else will find Citizen X and the contest will be all over.
Sweetheart, I don't think the morning paper is even out yet. Sit down.
Okay. Just think. $500 is waiting today for the guy that taps Citizen X on the shoulder.
That's right. $500. And as the horse said when he bit into the bale of cotton, brother, that ain't hay.
Today is going to be the day, Tootsie. Who was the guy that had the clue figured right on Monday and wanted to go to the county museum, only them smart alecks talked me out of it?
You, dearie.
Right. And today I'm going to stick to...
That's probably the old-timer now.
I'll let him in. It's about time he got here with that paper. Okay, boy, let me have it.
Oh, darn it. Oh. Chance like this comes once in a lifetime, and here I am without my water pistol. I'll run home and get it, McGee, and you can say that to me again.
It's Doc Gamble, Molly.
Good morning, Doctor. Come right in.
Well, thanks, Molly, but...
I'd ask you to sit down, but I'm waiting for... What's that sticking out of your coat pocket?
The morning paper.
Take the good doctor's hat, kiddo. Here, sit down, Doctor. Old pal, sit down. Always great to see you, boy. Here, let me take your coat and paper.
Never mind. What's with him all at once, Molly? Have you been spiking his pablum?
No. He's just a little nervous, Doctor, waiting for the old-timer to bring the morning paper so he can figure out the clue on Citizen X.
Oh, is that it? And then he saw this paper.
What's the clue today, Doc? Is it tough? Where's he going to be? Has anyone figured it out? If you'll just give me this...
Lovely day we're having, isn't it, Molly? The air is so nice and crisp.
Oh, don't tease him, Doctor.
Come on, Doc. Let me see the paper. I'll even cut you in for 5%. What do you say? 8%. 8.5%.
Oh, you don't have to cut me in, McGee. I'm your friend. I'll let you have the paper for nothing.
Oh, gee, that's swell, Fats. I mean, Doc. I always said you were a nice guy.
course, you can give me one of those good cigars you got for Christmas that you keep locked in the desk drawer, if you like.
Why, sure, Doc. Nothing is too good for my best friend. Here, take two, old pal.
Thanks. Friend, here's the paper.
Thanks.
I've got to run along. Thanks again, McGee. It warms this big old heart of mine to have a true blue pal like you.
Well, that's how I feel about you, old pal. Friendship is a wonderful thing.
Bye, old pal. Bye, Molly.
Bye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Doc.
I don't quite know what's wrong with this picture, but... Oh, were you two sickening?
Why, Molly, you know I've always liked old Doc. Oh, we may kid each other a little, but... Way down deep, I think old Doc is... Oh, that dirty rat.
Huh? What?
That chiseler. Look at this paper.
What's the matter? It is today's paper, isn't it?
Sure, it's today's paper. Look at it. Today's Chicago Medical Journal. Oh, and my good cigar, that chiseler.
Back to Wispa Vista in a minute.
Hello, I'm your Richard Hudnut Beauty Advisor with news about a home permanent that lets you curl your hair to suit yourself. It's the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent, and it gives you exactly the kind of wave or curl you happen to want. You get a choice of three different waving and drying methods, and exclusive Beauty Rinse Neutralizer assures you best results no matter which method you use. For instance, if you like a casual hairdo, use the Richard Hudnut Pin Curl method. If you want a deeper, firmer wave, follow the Richard Hudnut Salon method. Or for a step-saving way to get nice springy curls, try the Richard Hudnut On Curler method. You'll find the easy directions for all three methods right inside the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent Package. So you really can curl your hair to suit yourself. Just remember, it's the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent, the only wave in the world with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer that gives you best results no matter which method you use.
Doggone it, where the heck's the old timer with our newspaper? It's been on the stand for at least a half hour now, and the whole town's got a head start on Citizen X already. I've got a good notion to do...
Oh, maybe that's him now. 79 West Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, yes, he's here. Just a minute. Mort Coop.
Oh, what's he want? Hello. Yeah, Mort. No, I haven't seen today's paper yet. Matter of fact, I'm not even bothering with this Citizen X contest anymore. No, I'm too busy. No, don't come over, Mort. Huh? Oh, no, all you guys are wasting your time. I'm not leaving the house today. Hello? Hello? How do you like that guy?
I can take him or leave him. Why?
Wants to know when I'm leaving the house. Says he wants to come along with me because I'm the guy that can lead him to Citizen X. Says half the Elks Club wants to go with me.
My goodness.
I've heard of some nervy guys, but them mullet heads around...
Well, I guess word has gotten around town that you were the only one who had the clue right Monday.
Yeah, I guess it has. It serves me right for being such a big blabbermouth. Now, everywhere I go, guys are going to be following me.
Well, that's the price you have to pay for genius, dearie.
If that's Mort again...
Hello, 79... Oh, hello, Herb. You just got today's Citizen X clue.
Tell him I'm not here.
You want to talk to him again?
Tell him I'm not here.
No, he hasn't left the house yet. He's right here. Pardon me a minute, Herb. What'd you say, dearie?
I said from now on, let me answer the phone. It'll save time. Hello, Herb. McGee. Well... Yeah, Herb, I'd be glad to have you come along if I was going anywhere. But I ain't. I got a bad cold. Very bad.
Very sudden, too.
No, Herb. I've gone looking for citizen eggs today. My head's all starved up. Yeah. Goodbye, Herb. Gosh, that's a fine thing.
You made a fine recovery from that cold, all right.
I'm not taking any more phone calls today, kiddo. My gosh, it looks like everybody I know is trying to latch onto my coattails today because they know I'm the guy that can solve these clues. Well, let them find Citizen X themselves. I'm getting out of here. I'll get a paper down
for them. Oh, hold it, dearie. What's going on out in front?
Huh? Let me see. Holy smoke, there's a dozen people out there.
I see Mark Toops and a couple of fellas.
Well, there's Herb Travis getting out of his car. How'd he get here so fast?
Well, there come some more cars. Monica Miller's husband and...
Hey, McGee, why are you coming out?
Well, listen to that.
Come on, Pip. Lead us to Citizen X. We're following you today, boy. Yeah, boy. Come on, boy. You can lead us, Pip.
Listen to them yell out there.
Isn't that flattering?
Why, them morons. Why don't they figure out their own clues instead of latching on to me? Just because I'm a genius, I got to split the money 15 ways with them guys.
Well, it's kind of exciting to me, sweetheart. I'm so proud of you.
Huh?
They know that you were the only one in town who had the clue right Monday. To think that all those people have so much faith in my husband's intelligence that all they want to do is follow you.
Well, it is kind of flattering at that, isn't it?
I always knew you were a born leader, sweetheart.
Come on, McGee. Let's go and sit over there. Hey, Fred, come on. We need a stool.
Hey, maybe I ought to step outside, my dear, and speak to my followers.
I think you should, sweetheart.
Wish I had a balcony to greet him from. Wonder if I ought to go up to the upstairs room. No. I'll just step out on the porch. Come along, my dear. I want you beside me.
I'll be proud to.
My good friend and humble follower, this is a great tribute that you have chose me as your leader. I am prepared to...
Hey, Johnny, here's your paper. Hi, daughter, I brought the paper for you.
Come on, Mr. Oldtimer.
As your leader, I want...
Read the paper, Johnny. Here's your paper. There's a clue in there about Citizen X. $500 prize, you know.
Right down, will you? I'm trying to make a speech.
You're the fellow that can find Citizen X, Johnny. I'm sticking close to you. I'm going to follow him all day, daughter.
Yeah, we're going to follow him.
My friends, I just now got the clue. I'll solve it for you, and then for the small sum of $5 apiece, you can follow me in the search for Citizen X.
Come on,
read it, Jerry. What does it say?
It says, for Citizen X, do not despair. Your leader will be a bag of hot air.
Huh?
$500 will be found if you follow the biggest windbag in town.
What?
Why, of all of them? Why, if any?
Oh, dear.
Of all the dirty and stubborn, I'll fight every one of you guys one at a time.
Look, fellas, a blimp.
Look at the blimp, Johnny.
What, the blimp?
Oh, look, the blimp.
Yeah, look, it's got a sign on it. Follow me for Citizen X.
Yeah, look, that's the windbag we want.
Hey, quick, Molly, run and back the car up. Come on, kiddo, let's get going. Follow that windbag.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Thursday evening radio is filled with fun when you set your dial to this station of the NBC Radio Network. There's the hilarious Truth or Consequences program to put you in a happy mood. You'll truly enjoy the rollicking stunts perpetrated by Ralph Edwards on the unsuspecting members of the studio audience each Thursday evening, when all America enjoys radio's number one party game, Truth or Consequences. Be sure to listen tomorrow. For Western adventure and songs tuned for the Roy Rogers Show, from the Double R Bar Ranch in Paradise Valley, you'll hear Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Pat Brady, and the Whippoorwills, and thrilling stories and incomparable musical numbers. Then, right after the Roy Rogers Show, listen to Father Knows Best with Robert Young in the role of Jim Anderson, beleaguered head of the Anderson household. Sometimes you'll agree trouble is the only thing about which Father knows best. But it all adds up to fun-filled listening for your entire family. Join the millions of Americans who each week enjoy Father Knows Best on the NBC Radio Network.
And after I lost you in that mob at the Bonton, McGee, I didn't know what happened to you.
Did you find Citizen X?
No, did you?
No, nobody did.
Good.
Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of the all-new Richard Hudnut Home Permanents with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer, have brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Also heard on tonight's program were Tyler McVeigh and Herb Vigran. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.